Our scripture reading today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 to 11. You are looking only on the surface of things. If anyone is confident that he belongs to Christ, he should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as he. For even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority the Lord gave us for building you up rather than pulling you down, I will not be ashamed of it. I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you with my letters. For some say, his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present. God's word for our consideration this morning. I remember that when I was a teenager, that I spent a lot more time in the bathroom looking at myself in a mirror than I do now. I believe that it is common knowledge that teenagers are very concerned about their appearance. However, we all still care about how we look. In fact, few things seem to exercise such an important a role in our self-confidence as how we feel about our appearance. And physical appearance is one of the major factors which determine our initial response to others. Why do some of us diet? Why do some of us exercise? Advertisers know how concerned we are about our physical appearance. Many of us give careful consideration to the brands of deodorant, shampoo, mouthwash, toothpaste, perfume, cologne, soap, and other products which we use to make our bodies smell better, look better, and feel better than how we think our appearance would be affected without the use of those products. Some of us with our minds may say that physical appearance isn't all that important, but many of us have trouble believing that with our hearts. Some of us are tall. Some of us are short. Some of us are thin. Some of us are not so thin. Some of us may look terrific, while some of us may not look so terrific. But things are not always what they appear to be. I believe that we have a teaching about these thoughts in our scripture text. In these verses, Paul insists that he in person is what he appears to be in his inspired letters. Paul was criticized in that although his letters were impressive, as a speaker, he left a lot to be desired. To some people at Corinth, Paul appeared to be weak and powerless. They were too impressed by externals. Perhaps, they said, he does not appear like a charismatic leader. What oratorical school did he ever attend? Some considered Paul's rhetoric to be so poor as to be contemptible. But Paul was diligent, and God had blessed his missionary ministry. Paul was always prepared to wage spiritual warfare against the forces of darkness whenever necessary. But the primary purpose of his ministry was to encourage individuals and not to put them down. Paul's opponents falsely accused him of terrifying Christians through his weighty and forceful letters, as Paul leaned heavily on correspondence to carry on his mission of nurture. Some Corinthian Christians were saying that Paul was bold and powerful in his letters, but that his appearance lacked forcefulness when he confronted individuals face to face. But Paul made it clear that his actions, when he would arrive in person at Corinth, would be in harmony with the words God inspired him to write in his letters. Paul indicated that there would be no inconsistency between his written letters and his spoken word. When he got back to Corinth in person, he would take bold and decisive action if need be, just as he had written with boldness. We too need to be certain that there is a correspondence between our words and our behaviors. Perhaps Paul often spoke forcefully and directly in his letters to churches in order that some problems could be dealt with before he arrived in person. Many of us need to evaluate about how much importance we attach to our appearance and the appearance of others. In one study, teens were asked to rank some characteristics in terms of their importance in attracting them to a person of the opposite sex. Included in this list was intelligence, physical appearance, shared values, ability to make a person feel good about themselves, commitment to Christ, having a good income potential, willingness to stand up to bullies, and patience. But I wonder, which of these characteristics are most important for long-term relationships? Why does our society put so much importance on physical appearance? How much thought do we give to what other people think about our appearance? Why do we do the things we do, and how much time do we spend on a regular basis to be sure that we are as attractive as possible? Is there not a difference between taking good care of one's body and being too concerned with appearance? On the other hand, what do you suppose causes some persons to stop caring about their appearance? Certainly, the Bible encourages us to take good care of our bodies, but the Bible does not support the enormous contemporary importance which we attach to physical appearance in our culture. Instead, may we not only remember, but also put into practice the words found in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.